Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to glue a breakdown together in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB vibe, with vocals at the center of the whole thing. And just to be clear, a breakdown in drum and bass is not just the quiet bit before the drop, it's the part where you reset the energy, tell a little story, and make the next drop feel unavoidable. In jungle especially, the breakdown often feels like a smoky tape recording from a dark dance floor, with a vocal phrase, chopped break ghosts, dubby echoes, and atmosphere all hanging in the air together. So the goal here is not to make a bunch of separate effects and hope they sound cool. The goal is to make everything feel like one intentional section. The vocal leads, the drums and bass memory support it, and the ambience glues the whole thing into a single emotional moment. We are keeping this intermediate, and we're using stock Ableton tools only. That means EQ, compression, saturation, echo, reverb, auto filter, drum bus, and utility. Simple tools, but when you arrange and automate them well, they absolutely smash. First, choose a vocal that actually has identity. For this style, you want something with character. A spoken phrase works great. A soulful one-shot can work. A chopped line from your own recording can be even better. Or maybe a dark atmospheric vocal stab that feels a little haunted. Drag the vocal into an audio track and set the warp properly. If it's a longer phrase and you want to preserve the tone, try Complex Pro. If it's more rhythmic and chopped up, Beats can give you that sharper transient feel. As a starting point, keep the formants near zero unless you want a darker or more stylized shift. If you're using Beats, a transient envelope somewhere around 80 to 120 milliseconds can help keep the consonants punchy. Now trim the clip so the important words land on strong beats or just before them. That little detail matters a lot in DNB. Vocals often feel best when they answer the drums, rather than sitting dead center on every bar line. You want them to feel like part of the groove, not pasted on top of it. Next, build a simple vocal chain for clarity, weight, and space. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz, depending on the source. If it sounds boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it needs more presence, add a gentle lift around 2 to 5 kHz. Then compress it lightly. You're not trying to crush it. Just keep it stable. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 3 to 1 is a good starting point. Attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for only 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. After that, add a touch of saturator, just enough to give the vocal a bit more density and help it stay audible when the breakdown gets busy. Drive of 1 to 4 dB is usually plenty. You can turn on soft clip if you want a slightly rougher edge. Now for space. Echo first. Keep it musical and syncopated. Try 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4 note timing. Feedback around 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so they don't step on the dry vocal. Then reverb. Give it size, but keep it controlled. Decay time somewhere around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and roll off some low end so the reverb doesn't cloud the sub-area. That chain works because DNB vocals need to cut fast through dense rhythms. The dry vocal gives you the message. The delay and reverb give you the emotion. That's the glue. Now let's make the vocal rhythm work with the drums. A great DNB breakdown vocal often behaves almost like percussion. So chop it if you need to. Split it into phrases or even single words. Then place those chops so they respond to the groove. You could have a phrase on bar 1, then little echoes or one-shot words on bars 2 and 4. Or let the first half of the phrase play clean, then throw the tail into delay. Or do a call and response thing where the vocal speaks, then the space answers back. If you need it, use clip gain or automation to vary the level between words. That keeps the delivery dynamic and stops the section from feeling flat. In jungle and rollers, a vocal often works best when it feels partly rhythmic, not just sung or spoken in a straight line. A simple shape might look like this. Bars 1 to 4, main vocal phrase with sparse atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8, chopped repeats and filtered drums entering. Bars 9 to 12, tension rising with longer delays and more noise. Bars 13 to 16, final vocal throw, then a pre-drop move or a hard cut. That kind of phrasing is super important in DNB because the listener expects movement every few bars. If nothing changes, the energy dies. Now, bring back some drum energy, but do not give away the drop. A common mistake is muting the drums completely. Sometimes that works, but in jungle and old school DNB, a breakdown often keeps a trace of the groove alive. Think filtered breaks, ghost hits, little percussion shuffles, or reverse bits drifting in and out. You can duplicate a break track or use a drum bus and process it. High-pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Use auto filter to automate the cutoff gradually. Add a little drum bus for drive and transient shaping. And if you want the break to pulse and breathe, a gate can help too. If you're working with an amen or a similar break, try muting the kick-heavy parts and keeping the snare ghosts, top percussion, shuffle hats, and a few chop transients. The idea is to keep a memory of the groove, not a full-on drum section. And here's a good workflow tip. If you can, group your drum elements into one drum bus and automate that instead of editing a bunch of tracks separately. It keeps the breakdown unified and saves time. Now let's talk bass memory. Usually, you do not want full sub and full res running through the breakdown. That kills contrast. The drop needs space to hit hard, so remove the main bass, but maybe keep a ghost of it. That could be the high-passed res texture, a reversed bass swell, a filtered mid-range growl with no fundamental, or even just a single low note hit at the end of a phrase. Use auto filter on a bass duplicate or return. During the breakdown, high-pass it aggressively, maybe somewhere around 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz, depending on the sound. Then at the end, automate the cutoff downward so the low character sneaks back in just before the next section. If you want it rougher, use a little saturator or overdrive, but keep the sub gone. You want the personality of the bass without the full weight. That contrast is everything in DNB. If the breakdown preserves just enough bass memory, the next drop will hit harder and still feel connected. Now let's create shared ambience, because this is where the glue really starts to happen. Do not throw a different reverb on every sound. That's how things get blurry fast. Instead, make one or two shared spaces that the vocal, FX, and drum fragments all live in together. Set up a return track with reverb, maybe echo as well, and if you want a little extra texture, hybrid reverb can work too. Keep it subtle. Send the vocal, the filtered break, and any small effects hits into the same space so they feel like they're in the same room. Good starting points. Reverb decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, and a fairly dark high cut so the vibe stays underground rather than glossy. If the ambience gets too wide or messy, use utility on the return. Bring the width down a bit, or even mono it if needed. In darker DNB, the space should feel deep and atmospheric, but still controlled. Now automate the transition so the breakdown evolves from start to finish. This is where you make it feel alive. Every two or four bars, something should shift. The cutoff opens a little. The reverb gets a bit wetter. The echo feedback rises on a final word. The drum bus loses some gain. Tiny percussion moves across the stereo field. Saturation increases slightly toward the end. A strong breakdown arc might be this. Bars 1 to 4, vocal front and fairly dry. Bars 5 to 8, more delay throws and filter drums. Bars 9 to 12, wider space, less drum energy, more reverb depth. Bars 13 to 16, tension peak, then a sharp cut or pre-drop fill. The key is to make each automation move do one of three things: increase tension, clarify the phrase, or help the next section land harder. If it doesn't do one of those jobs, it probably doesn't need to be there. Then finish with a transition that points directly at the next drop. The last bar of the breakdown needs a destination. Maybe it's a reverse vocal swell, maybe a snare roll, maybe a filtered cymbal lift, maybe a tape stop style cut using clip volume automation, or maybe a long echo tail that gets cut off right before the drop. You can do all of that with stock tools. A long reverb tail on the final vocal word can feel huge. Echo feedback can be ramped up briefly, then snapped down. If you want to get creative, resample the vocal into simpler and make a stutter or a chopped pickup. Utility can help you hard mono or widen the final hit depending on how big you want the drop to feel. If the next drop is aggressive and darker, end the breakdown tighter and more ominous. If it's more old school or jungle flavored, let the tail breathe a little more and give the DJ-friendly handoff some space. A good rule here is to leave the listener with one unresolved element. A chopped word, a snare pickup, a filtered bass inhale, something that feels like the answer is coming next. A few teacher-style reminders before you keep building. Think foreground plus halo. The vocal should be the thing you understand clearly in the foreground, while the ambience, delays, and drum ghosts act like the halo around it. If the section feels blurry, reduce overlap before you start adding more processing. Use one main emotional phrase if possible. Jungle and old-school DNB breakdowns often work best when a single lyric or shout becomes the motif. Build the section around that one idea. Leave the low-mid pocket open. Live breakdowns get muddy around 200 to 600 Hz. If the vocal feels crowded, thin out the supporting layers before you start echoing the vocal too hard and make the space feel performed. Delay and reverb should change with the phrasing. Static ambience sounds like a plugin. Moving ambience sounds like arrangement. If you want to push it further, here are a few strong variations. You can double the vocal. Keep one copy dry and centered, then process a second copy with filtering, saturation, and a wider stereo image. Blend it quietly underneath for thickness without losing clarity. You can do a ghost call and response. Chop a tiny fragment, send only that into a long delay, and place it after the main phrase like an eerie answer from the room. You can create a reverse tail. Render a vocal phrase with reverb, reverse the rendered audio, and place that swell leading into a lyric or transition hit. You can also break the phrasing on purpose. Instead of one smooth 8-bar flow, try uneven chunks like 2 bars active, 1 bar sparse, 3 bars active, then 2 bars of lift. The asymmetry can feel very old school and tape scene inspired.